Anthropologists are now arguing over an astonishing find announced last month. Scientists excavating a cave in Indonesia came across the bones of a tiny human skeleton about 18,000 years old. They dubbed her Hobbit and declared her part of a newly discovered human species. NPR's Richard Harris reports others in the field are not so sure that declaration was right.
Anthropologists are famous for their strong opinions and spicy arguments. So it was obvious what would happen when one group announced that it had found the bones of a sister species of humans just 3 feet tall, which shared the Earth with us just 18,000 years ago. Some in the field are now saying, yeah, right. James Phillips from the Field Museum in Chicago says, for one thing, it doesn't make sense that these extraordinary bones are buried near some very ordinary stone tools, ones that look exactly like typical human tools of the era.
I don't believe for one minute that this individual is capable of manufacturing these artifacts.
How could an entirely different species have developed tools identical to those of Homo sapiens? Phillips' colleague Robert Martin says, that's simple. This creature is not really a new tiny species. Martin says, for starters, species simply don't miniaturize like this.
If you look at modern human populations and you look at people who've become very small, like Bushmen and pygmies, the brain isn't actually much smaller than my brain or your brain. The body is a lot smaller, but the brain is only a little smaller.
This brain is one-third of the size of ours. So Martin argues Hobbit is actually a real human being, but one afflicted with a disease called microcephaly, which made it tiny. This disease is rare, but it does happen.
And some individuals can function amazingly well, so it is possible to have this condition and survive to adulthood.
Bob Martin says, remember, they found just one of these tiny skulls, so he says don't leap to the conclusion that this is a new species.
If they find a second individual with that brain size, then I'll eat my hat.
I hope Bob gets his salt and pepper ready.
That's Peter Brown at the University of New England in Armidale, Australia. He's part of the team that unearthed Hobbit and more bones since.
We don't have more than one skull, but we have two complete lower jaws, which are identical. And the two lower jaws are crucial because they're absolutely identical in terms of these primitive sorts of features and can't be explained in terms of pathological modern humans.
Brown says there are other features of the anatomy that are distinctly different from modern humans, healthy or diseased, like arms that extend beyond the knees. Brown agrees the tools are a bigger challenge to explain. There is no evidence of human beings at the time on the entire island of Flores where these bones were found, yet it is a reach to conclude that a separate species independently developed the same set of tools.
But there are many things about this creature which are hard to explain. Just getting to Flores is something which is very hard to explain. He's an island today, and appears to be an island forever. And so you have to think about how they got to the island, and maybe they had intellectual capabilities beyond what might be suggested by their brain size.
Brown has an ally in Chris Stringer at the Natural History Museum in London. Stringer is also puzzled by the tools, but he agrees with Brown that Hobbit is not simply a sick modern human. Yet Stringer is not convinced it's a sister human species either. He says it could be something far more primitive, a descendant of our ancient ancestors, the Australopithecines.
Now, the Australopithecines were creatures that lived in Africa some 3 million years ago. And up to now, there's been no evidence at all that a creature that primitive, a pre-human form really, got out of Africa and spread. But given the Flores evidence, and this includes the pelvis of this skeleton, there is the possibility that something more primitive, something pre-human, got out of Africa at an earlier date.
The best way to sort through these various exciting ideas is to look more closely at the bones themselves. That may not be easy. A senior paleontologist in Indonesia, who had nothing to do with the excavation, has rounded up all the material that was unearthed. He's locked it all in his vault. Locking up evidence isn't a popular way to end a debate, but in the tempestuous world of anthropology, the tactic is sometimes employed. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.